But it'd be a sticker shocker if they did. Cowboys Lions, Sunday at noon at Texas Stadium. Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 10. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Miller Lite, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Listening to The Hard Line. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are live from Broncos today in Hearst, where we are rolling out the brand new Coors Light Guys Guide. Hopefully everybody here has picked up one. If you're on your way in, well, there's still a few left over there.
Yeah, collector's item.
That's right. So grab them up. Remember, they do grow stale very quickly. So
boy, that's
keep that in mind.
That is a juggerific guys guide. I mean, they went for jugs.
Jugs.
And it's also got the greatest ticket chick in there that we've ever had.
Who would that be?
Aaron.
Slow down.
Sweet Aaron.
Tell him, Mike.
Sweet, sweet, sweet Aaron.
I can't stop him. I can't even hope to contain him.
You can't.
Not when it comes to her, you can't.
He's like Norm. He'll break out of that cage. We're going to start keeping him in a cage.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Why? I'm going to keep him in a cage. What have I done?
I'm sorry to laugh. All right, the rest of the crew is back at the mothership. The Cobra, Dan Paul, Ty Walker, Justin, Barb Smith. And we got about 40 minutes or so left. But right now, it is 6:23, Grego. And if it's 6:23, that can mean one thing and one thing only, that being that it's time for...
Fact Spot.
Yes, we temporarily suspend any and all telephone operations. And turn our attention now to missives and communiques received by the miracle of the facsimile machine. And with more on that, here's Cobra.
Thank you, Mike.
Snake.
This first one is addressed to you and me. They left out the hammer, but the hammer, I want you to answer this, okay?
Mike.
Okay, I can do that.
Snake.
I have a baby name dilemma that requires your attention. The wife and I are planning on having a child in the next couple of years. Here's the dilemma. I've always wanted my son to bear the middle name of my dad's first name.
So he's always wanted to name his son after his dad.
Right. But unfortunately, my father's first name is Wayne.
Man, that would be the biggest mistake you ever make.
Because as we have said, there's a handful of names that are definitely names of the criminal, and Wayne is number one.
But now, I'm not saying if your name is Wayne, you're going to go bad, but boy, you are sure facing that wrong road.
Yeah, you're starting out bad. It says, you should now see my dilemma. If I have a boy, should I honor my dad and risk giving my son a middle name that could lead him into a life of crime, or should I just steer clear of honoring my dad altogether? Also, does having the middle name Wayne by itself lead to a life of crime? Or does one also have to have a mustache? Please advise. Stay hard and doo-doo makes me horny.
Pull that.
Well, I don't know if either the name or the mustache will set you off on the wrong foot, but boy, together, they are a powerful tandem.
Is it a guarantee have both?
Well, here's the deal. Once your middle name is Wayne or Earl or whatever, then odds are when you turn 16 or 17, the mustache is just going to become a natural part of your existence.
You know, this is this guy's
it appears,
name, okay?
Whether you want it to or not,
right,
whether you attempt to grow it, the mustache appears and you can do nothing to remove it.
Right. I mean,
it becomes a part of your being, and you will become so depressed by this and so enraged by your inability to remove the mustache, let alone do something about the name, that you turn to crime. That's what happens to all these guys.
Okay, so despite the fact it was addressed to Rhines and you, Corby, you want me to answer the question?
Yes, I do.
I say name your kid and honor your father.
Hey, I was going to name my son's middle name was going to be Ray. But after one of our discussions, Ray fit the profile and started to get in the mix of all the other crazy names, and I ducked out of it.
So you did the right thing.
Roy.
Yeah, I just changed it to Roy.
Roy?
So just be careful, sir. I wouldn't do it, but, you know, certainly it is up to you.
Yeah, you do what you want, but just remember what you're doing to that kid. You got to think of that.
All right. Let's see. Let's get to the polyphonic spree. This is from their manager. Okay? The polyphonic spree's manager. Corby just got the lineup of festivities for the Polyphonic Spree 6th Annual Benefit Concert on December 16th. Can I get them back on your show to talk about their show? Let me know what we can do to make this year's show a success. Hope to hear from you soon. I said, sure, we'd love to help promote the show. Let me know what works for you guys, and we'll go from there. Then she says, are you up for the band playing a song or two again? And I haven't answered her yet.
They're willing to drag all their crap up here and do that again?
Yes, and the engineers up here are...
They're excited about
Rob it. Rob was excited to put it back together.
Okay.
Why should we not do this?
Do I get to answer this, too?
Yes, you do.
Only if they will give me two great tickets to that show.
I imagine they will. I imagine they will. I guess it's...
I went last year, and I had crappy seats.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, I went last year.
I think it's at the Nokia Theater again.
That's where it was last year. And let me tell you, it was tremendous.
Yeah, man, it's cool. It's very cool. That's a fun band, and that whole scene is really cool what they do on Christmas. So I'm going to answer.
I went last year, and it was girl-driven at the last moment, and...
You had a blast.
I had better than a blast.
All right, I'm going to email them, and we'll get them back up here. That'll be cool.
You should go to that, Runs. You'd enjoy it.
Yeah, I imagine Jordan will be going.
And I imagine she will.
You ought to make it a father-daughter date. Would
That'd
she
be
into
great.
That?
No, she would not.
Well, why not?
Because
she hates you now?
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad.
She didn't want to do that with you?
What?
She doesn't like doing stuff with Daddy anymore?
Love you, Daddy.
Not so much.
So if you were like, honey, I'd really like to take you to this show, why don't we go have a father-daughter night out? She said no.
That's nice.
I guarantee she wouldn't because all of her other friends are going to this.
Oh, and you'd cramp their style?
Yes, I would. The last thing she wants to do is go to that with her old man.
Don't refer yourself to
that. That's too bad.
Well,
that's true. And tell my wife to see you too, Corby.
Hopefully you'll get her back one day.
Well, you'll talk to him too. Mike, Greg, and Corby.
That would be us.
I ask for one, you give us three.
I watch your show. Watch.
Okay. That's a lie.
And while I think you're obnoxious, you're occasionally funny.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've listened for 6 months, and most of the time I have written your off-color commentaries just that. However, yesterday you were doing a story on Nate Newton, and you had the audacity to spew out stereotypical views of blacks as though they were proven fact and you were experts.
What?
I think that this is an outrage, and I personally think you all should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah.
Not that this letter will serve to do anything to change your mentality. I just wanted it to serve as a reminder that not everyone thinks like you.
What did we say that was
stereotypical? Well, I wrote her back. I said, please elaborate. I don't remember anything that can be perceived as racist, so if you can cite a few examples, this would help in my response. Thank you. And
she
emails me back. First, I should clarify, okay, my apologies on the tone of my email. The topic appeared to be a discussion of Nate's comments on watching another male, quote, bonk someone else. The comment was made that it was common in the black community for other black males to watch their friends have sex.
That's from Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
Corby, you disagreed with the other DJs, yet they continued with it. I turned it off as you were discussing taking phone calls. By that point, I was too disgusted to continue listening. Appreciate the response. Hope this clarifies it somewhat.
You stand by that, Ryan?
Sure do.
Now, this is a black woman saying that
I know
you
black people.
Are insane.
Well, I'm also right. I may be insane, but I'm also right.
And why are you right? How do you know this?
How do I know this?
Now, hang on. Before you answer, she emailed me back, and she says, let me be even a little bit clear. It was someone else watching Nate, and they said that was the funniest thing they'd ever seen. We were talking about Michael Irvin watching Nate have sex.
Well, there you go.
That was me.
Okay.
And you know what? Michael Irvin told me that.
Right.
He told me and George both that.
Then she goes, that is when one of your DJs went into a diatribe about how in the black community most black men had sex in front of their friends. And it was commonplace for guys to bonk other women in front of their friends.
I'll tell you what.
Her terminology, too.
I'll tell you what. That goes on in the white trash community, too.
Here's the deal. I just don't think, and she, being a black woman, says it isn't commonplace. It flat out isn't. I say it happens. Sure, it happens in every single part of society, but I don't think it's common.
All right, define common.
Okay, more than...
We're going to get tangled up in semantics here. If we are, I could put it another way if you'd like.
More than half the time black people
have sex. How about if I just say it happens there more than it does in most other segments? How about that?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's better said.
How do you know this?
But I even said that if we get 10 black guys
I
up
know
here,
black people.
Seven
no,
of them would
don't.
Not say that they had sex in front of their friends, which Mike said they would be.
If they're telling the truth.
Right, which we'll never know.
Who on this crew has had sex in front of their friends?
Not me.
Not me.
I can guarantee you Danny has, for sure Grego has, maybe yesterday. And Mike, there is no question you have too. You guys are all scum.
Yes. I've done it so many times I can't count. And you haven't?
No,
We're
I haven't.
We're supposed to believe that.
Grego's been to the tub club.
Right. No, I haven't. That is a private thing.
Right.
It wasn't in the late 70s, early 80s.
Well, in the era of AIDS, sex became a little more private. And you know what? It's better off being private.
No, there ain't...
I agree. It is.
There ain't nothing like having a buddy and sharing things.
Gross.
Hey.
Dude, you're gross.
Well, I might be. But I had a lot of fun.
I'm not saying I didn't have fun.
You could have had more fun.
I don't think so.
I am a warrior.
Gotta go.
All right, we gotta go.
We do?
We accomplished nothing in that segment.
Yeah, we did.
And there were such high hopes for it.
We got a lot done.
Oh, my. Oh, my God.
All right, 6:33 here on the ticket.